Now, the molecular iron is obtained in an instrument called an electron impact mass spectrometer. So we feed our sample in the gas phase. We hit it with an electron beam. Electron beam knocks an electron off. We then accelerate the iron from this end of the instrument to this end of the instrument. And as a result, we get the ratio of mass to charge at the other end. And in this case, because the charge is 1+, then the weight of that species, which is the heaviest species for the whole molecule, is our molecular weight. So this is what the display looks like. It'll be the mass scale along the bottom, and it'll be the size of your signal here. So in this case, we're using it simply to look at the isotopes of chlorine. And you can see we've got 37 and 35 as our dominant isotopes for chlorine. So in second semester, we talk about stable isotopes, and this is the use of our mass spectrometer for looking at the isotopes of chlorine, for instance.